Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the New York City Fire Department is more than 90% white, but does it discriminate against minorities? That's a question that may have to be answered in court, as the U.S. Justice Department has now filed a civil rights suit against the city for racially discriminatory hiring practices. The suit claims the written test required by all applicants reduces the number of potential black and Hispanic firefighters, and that the test does not relate to the job performance of a firefighter anyway. The city says it is already making inroads, however, to diversify the apartment, and Mayor Bloomberg disputed the lawsuit in this statement yesterday.
The Justice Department is wrong, and we'll see him in court, thank you. The Justice Department is not going to tell us what to do. We try to do what's right in this city, and if they disagree, they're welcome to go to court with us.
Now, the lawsuit stems from a complaint brought by the Center for Constitutional Rights on behalf of a group of black firefighters called the Vulcan Society. Now the U.S. Justice Department has picked it up. And with me now are Shaina Karidal, a senior lawyer with the Center for Constitutional Rights, and Michael Aronson, an editorial board member of the Daily News, which is critical of the suit. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming on today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Shaina Karidal, what's the goal of the lawsuit?
Well, ultimately, the goal is to have a fair hiring system. The system that we have right now weeds out minorities, blacks and Latinos, and it uses a test. Basically, the centerpiece of the hiring system is a test that has no relationship to being a good firefighter. The skills the test measures aren't related in any way to skills that are required to be a good firefighter. And the EEOC and the Department of Justice both spent 4 years investigating whether or not that was the case, whether there was any relationship between the test and the skills you need to be a firefighter, and they found that there wasn't, and that's why they're going forward with a test.
Michael Aronson, the Daily News editorial board disagrees?
Well, we agree that the fire department needs to be diversified. It's 90% white and male. It'd be good to get some other types of New Yorkers into these jobs. The question is how you do it. And the suit is over.
And let me just say, sure. since everybody seems to agree on this point, the numbers are stark. And listeners, here are some of the numbers. 16% of black candidates and 7% of Hispanic candidates failed the 2002 written test, compared with just 3% of white candidates. 35% of all whites scored 95 or above, the score at which most candidates are hired, compared to just 12% of blacks and 21% of Hispanics, according to the Justice Department figures. So,
right.
Michael, go ahead.
And that's the key figure, because this test, so many people want to be firefighters as opposed to police officers. The fire exam is only given once every several years. The police exam is given many times each year. And they can't find enough people to even take the police exam. But the fire exam is something that's highly sought, and those jobs are highly sought. In fact, police officers not often, but sometimes transfer over and become firefighters because these jobs are highly sought. The question is, how do we give everyone a chance to become a firefighter? So they have this written test, which was administered in 1999 and 2002. That test has been thrown out now by the city of New York. And they introduced a new test, which was administered this past January. We don't know the results yet. So the thing that we commented on is this lawsuit is over a pair of defunct tests, which the city is no longer using. There's a little wrinkle on this because the second test, the 2002 test, they're still using that hiring list. But then there's another complicating factor. They're still hiring off that list. If they throw out that list or have to alter it, they might be getting down into that section of the list where there might be greater numbers of black or Hispanic
mm-hmm.
applicants.
Because they weren't at the top of the list.
And maybe they weren't hired in 02, 03,
right.
But they might get called now.
All right, let me go back to Shaina in just a second, and I also want to tell our listeners, we'll have time for a few calls on this, but only from firefighters or anyone who has ever taken the firefighter test, or for that matter, from black and Latino listeners who wanted to become firefighters but never did. 212-433-WNYC, 833-9692. Shana Cuddy-Dell, we looked at some sample questions today that we were able to find online from the firefighter test, though I'm not exactly sure what year. But they include things on what a firefighter must first do when evacuating passengers through a subway tunnel, how to report a building on fire, how to identify a portion of a house where a fire originates. They look on the face of it like questions every firefighter should be able to answer, regardless of race. So
right,
can you give me some examples of how the questions are discriminatory?
Well, you know, this isn't sort of a claim that the nature of the questions is culturally discriminatory in any way, or that people who grow up in a certain socioeconomic background are not going to know some of the answers. This test is supposed to be a straightforward cognitive test, an SAT-like test that tests general intellectual skills. You know, when you talk about sort of things a firefighter should know, the reality is that this is sort of an apprenticeship type of profession. Almost everything is learned at the fire academy and on the job. Almost no one fails out of the fire academy. So, you know, one of the things we like to say about the test is basically that, you know, firefighting is kind of a job with very unpredictable challenges. It requires you to be very imperturbable, to make sort of simple intellectual calculations, but do it under a tremendous amount of pressure. And grace under pressure is really the most important characteristic you can have, and you can't really tell who's going to be good at that from a paper and pencil.
So these here, I'll read a few. Question 7. When evacuating passengers through the subway tunnel, firefighters must first, A, telephone the train master for assistance, B, remove electrical power from the third rail, C, locate the emergency exit in the tunnel, D, go to the group of 5 white lights. Question 8. Immediately after using the power removal box to turn off the electrical power, a firefighter should A, wait 4 minutes before calling the train master, B, begin evacuating passengers through the tunnel, C, call the train master and explain why the power was turned off, or D, touch the third rail to see if the electrical power has been turned off. I think everybody would get that it's not D. But, you know, those are, they're very specific. You're saying those are not really measuring firefighter skills. All they're measuring is general sort of reading comprehension?
Right, because you're supposed to read the paragraph that came before that question, which explains to you the procedures in a general way, and then apply them to the situation that's presented by the question. It's not designed so that, you know, only people who have studied a firefighting manual or something like that, or study the rules, or have some experience as firefighters, can do well in it. It's supposed to test your ability to read a rule, which happens to be fire-related, and answer a question about it. So it's just like any other sort of reading comp question.
And why shouldn't we want our firefighters to have that basic aptitude?
Well, it's a question of whether or not you really need it for the job. I mean, you know, there are plenty of, you know, high-level intellectual skills that you could test for. You could give the law school admission test, which is a pretty hard test. Tests a lot of sort of logical, deductive sort of reasoning ability. But, you know, while that may be a very good predictor of who's going to do well in the first year of law school, I don't really think that you're going to, you know, sort of get a separation between people who are good firefighters who are going to get a 99 and people who are going to be worse firefighters who
All
are
right.
going to get a 98.
Michael Aronson, what about that?
Well, we as a Daily News have been trying to get a copy of the test, not a sample question here or there, and the city won't give it to us. I don't know if the Center for Constitutional Rights has seen the entire test or not. I mean, have you?
No, we haven't.
This test is defunct, the 99 test particularly. They're no longer using it. They're using a revamped test, which the city says is testing things like tenacity and you know, other things they're trying to measure. So let's see this test. But we stick with the point that the Department of Justice, you know, in filing suit against the city saying that the test has no connection to firefighting, I don't know what test could be if the questions you just went through don't.
Well, he said it's an apprenticeship, and so the real skills that you need are learned on the job.
So
they're physical, they're tangible, their character.
Is there any written test that would pass muster under those standards?
Sure.
Okay.
There are plenty of other departments that use written testing. Boston and Chicago and Los Angeles, you know, they all have written tests. They all have, as Charles Barron said a couple of days ago, the same type of black people that we have in the city, and yet they managed to hire minorities that are pretty much on par with the population of their city. You know, Boston is 40% minority, which is kind of amazing to think that they have 6 times as many as New York in a city with that kind of racial sort of tension in history.
Well, what does their test measure? What's their magic test?
Well, you know, look, there are a number of ways you can validate a test, which is to say prove a relationship between the skills a test measures and the job skills. So, for instance, you could, you know, measure skills that are required in order to learn job skills. So if reading comprehension was, in fact, very important to you know, your ability to learn firefighting skills in the fire academy, well, then you could prove a connection between, you know, ultimately doing well in the job and having good reading comprehension skills. But the point of the sort of extensive study that DOJ and EEOC did on this test is that the city hasn't managed to prove that. That they haven't even studied it, and that, in fact, there seems to be no relationship between those skills. The reality is it's a very, very physical job. And one of the things we think in the long run is that it probably ought to be a little bit heavier emphasis on the physical testing, which effectively has been pass-fail for a long time and is going to be pass-fail in the future right now.
Let me take a phone call, and we're talking about whether the New York City firefighter test discriminates against blacks and Hispanics. As the U.S. Justice Department now claims in a lawsuit against the city, my guests are Shaina Cuddydal, senior lawyer for the Center for Constitutional Rights, which originally brought the suit. Now the federal government has picked it up. And Michael Aronson, a member of the editorial board of the Daily News, who takes the other side. And David in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right.
First of all, I'd like to say I love your show.
Thanks.
All right. I took the test back, I believe it was either in the late 80s or early 90s. And I got 100. My best friend got 100. Pretty much everybody who took the test got 100. And they threw the test out. Okay? It's the same thing when I took the police department test. Everybody passes. Basically, they select you once you get in. Now, use your eyesight. Everybody in the city knows that the fire department, they're not necessarily racist people, but it's a racist structure where you have white men that spend 10% of their time on fires, 90% in the station house, and they do not want to spend that 90% time cooking, eating, and sleeping with black males.
David, if you got 100 on the test, why were you told that you were rejected?
The list was thrown out. They threw out the whole list because so many people got 100.
I see.
Uh-huh. And I worked for New York City for 10 years for HPD, for Housing Preservation Development. Uh-huh. I know how the hiring for the city works. You get selected, and certain city agencies are selected or the veins or whatever of certain mm-hmm. types of people. That's just the way it is.
Michael Aronson, do you acknowledge what David is saying, that there's a social resistance among firefighters because diversification? You know, somebody said every black New York City firefighter today, because there are so few, is the Jackie Robinson
firehouse. And we've written editorials after editorials saying it's in the interest of the fire department, it's in the interest of the city, it's in the interest of the population, white and black, that all the city services are representative of the city as a whole. And look at the police department as an example. The police department now, the incoming classes, almost are a mirror image of the city's ethnic and racial and population, not so much on gender. And go back 30 years, that was not the case, because they made a very aggressive outreach to go into different communities, black or Hispanic or Asian, and to really find people and recruit them, entice them. Finally, the fire department is doing that, and we've given credit to Commissioner Nick Scapetta for doing, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of outreach events, going to community groups and neighborhoods, because as we've heard from the caller, the fire department, you know, a lot of it's your uncle was a firefighter, you're a firefighter, your brother's a firefighter, your grandfather's a firefighter, and it's kind of like in the family tradition, you take the test right, and you get in, and maybe some of the knowledge to pass the test is handed down to the family. But the key thing is that more people have to take the test, and we were very heartened. We urged New Yorkers of all colors, but particularly non-whites, sign up and take the test, because the greater numbers that take the test, the greater numbers that are going to get into that top echelon, which are going to get hired. We won't know the results of this last sitting, but we do know that the numbers of blacks and Hispanics sitting for this January administration mm-hmm. was higher than it's ever been.
Right. Well, Shaina Cuddydal, let me get your response on that. Why would, if Michael is right, relatively few blacks and Latinos be even taking the test in the first place? And why does the police department seem to do better? According to stats we got on Wikipedia, since Wikipedia, we can't totally verify it, but it says 17% of the police force, African-American, 25% of the police force, Hispanic, but and just 4% Asian American, and yet we have these tiny numbers of blacks and Latinos in the fire department. What's the difference?
Right, and those numbers in the police have gone up about 6 or 7% since 1999. The difference, I think, with the police department is that everyone in the police department acknowledges that you have to have a department that looks like the city in order to do an effective job of policing. You know, all these sort of community policing principles, you know, people will only accept sort of being policed by people who, you know, look something like them. But, you know, for fire safety, it's also a big issue. As your other guest has mentioned, you know, 77% of fire calls are medical responses now. You've got to communicate fire safety issues to different communities that don't always, you know, speak English. There are lots of issues like that in terms of the effectiveness of the fire department. In terms of why, you know, they have a little bit of a recruiting issue, I think it's something of a chicken and egg problem. They've been using this test that weeds out minorities since the 1970s, at least. In 1973, when the one lawsuit was brought over fire department hiring, the department was 3% African American. And when we brought our charge 5 years ago, it was 2.9% African American. And today it's 2.9% African American. You know, and again, the worst numbers of any major city in America by far. You know, we like to say that, you know, basically New York City's fire department is like the Boston Red Sox. It's the very last team in the majors to integrate.
John on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. You're a firefighter, John?
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
I hear your whole debate, and you have one person who's against the who's for the lawsuit, supports it, and then the editorial writer for the Daily News is against it, so to speak. But yet he says that, you know, he agrees that the department should be diversified. And diversity for itself is, you know, it's a good cause. But why? What's the matter with just giving a fair test and getting the best people to take the job, you know?
Why do you think it's so hard, John? Is this something you talk about at the station house, at the firehouse?
Yeah, it is. I think there's a lot of reasons. They say how New York is the lowest among the major cities. But the government has come in the other major cities, Boston and Chicago, and instituted three-for-one policies where you have to hire a person of color for every three whites. So you might be number 50 on the list in Boston, and you don't get hired, but number 300 may get hired if they're a person of color.
Right.
It's not doesn't mean that they did better than you.
Right.
Just they haven't done that yet in New York. Maybe that's the future. I hope not.
John, thank you very much. And Shaina Katidal, is that the court-imposed future that you're hoping for as a result of this suit?
Well, we're hoping that at the end of the day, whatever happens, the numbers come up. Because, you know, again, the recruiting problem, I think, is really a numbers problem at the end of the day. African-American kids are going to look at the department that's 3% African-American and think that there's something wrong with it. And, you know, why do I want to be a part of that kind of, that kind of organization, given just the numbers? And that's, you know, it's a, you know, sort of sensible sort of objection. And so I think what we want to see happen out of this suit is a rapid increase in the numbers to the point where that sort of recruiting problem isn't, you know, sort of so starkly highlighted.
Michael Aronson, we just have 30 seconds left, but by way of political analysis, this is the Bush Justice Department we're talking about.
Right.
They're not known for being, you know, radical on racial discrimination suits. Why would they be bringing this if it wasn't real?
Because the numbers are compelling. 3% is a very stark number, as you said. But by the time that this lawsuit resolves itself, probably be a long time. By then, the new test will be in place, the new hiring list will be in place, and we'll start seeing better numbers. I mean, this is what the city says. They want us to get better numbers. We're getting better numbers. They're suing us for something we stopped doing. So, you know, this was investigated 5 years ago. The city's already dumped those tests and instituted a new test and had a huge outreach. Hopefully, those numbers will bring up qualified people, you know, of a more diverse background.
All right. Shaina Katidal, senior lawyer for the Center for Constitutional Rights. They're usually on fighting against the Justice Department over things like Guantanamo and stuff like that, this time on the same side as the Justice Department on New York City firefighter diversity. And Michael Aronson from the Daily News editorial board, thank you both.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll start a summer series on New York City public housing. But coming up next, some quick political analysis on the two big things going on in Congress right now, the immigration bill and the new vote on war funding that does not include timetables. Stay with us.